Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: how small business farmers have learned to find extra revenue at a time of falling prices for crops, and the bold marketing strategy for a convenience store in Mississippi. Those stories after this. The Small Business Report, Your Money Podcast, is brought to you by Privacy.com. If you're like me, you worry about using your credit card to shop online and then having to cancel it because some cyber crook steals your data to make other purchases. Here's a way to reduce those worries. Try the virtual credit or debit cards from Privacy.com. They work to protect my identity and bank info every time I shop online. In the last year, there have been millions of security breaches when it comes to online shopping. Privacy.com shields you by using their virtual network, which is held to the same security standards as your bank and is PCI DSS compliant, meaning your info is secured with military-grade encryption. Set spending limits, monitor recurring payments or subscriptions, and better manage your accounts. Head to privacy.com/yourmoney to sign up and start shopping. As a special treat for our listeners, new customers will automatically get $5 to spend on your first purchase. Yep, that's free money to use on any online purchase. Go to privacy.com/YOURMONEY and sign up now. Farmers across the U.S. have stumbled onto a fertile side hustle at a time when prices for their crops are low, and that's cramming produce into an air gun and charging people to fire it into the sky or at old rundown cars on their property. Growers of corn, apples, and even pumpkins place the agricultural ammo at the base of a long tube. Then they use an air compressor to build up enough pressure to send the fruits or vegetables flying hundreds of feet. Adam Thompson, news editor at the Wall Street Journal, says food cannons alone cannot protect farms from depressed prices, but they are part of the growing field of agritainment. Adam, explain that.
So basically, there is a field called agritainment, which is an attempt by farmers to sort of hedge their bets against the ups and downs of the business by carving off some part of their land to entertain people. And so this has been around forever. You've certainly been to a corn maze or a petting zoo or something like that. Those are all things that qualify. A newer thing might be something like goat yoga. But this is something where people take fruit and vegetables, often apples, corn, or even pumpkins, and stick them in a cannon and just shoot them out of an air-pressured gun, basically.
And this, to the non-farmer like myself, might sound like extreme food waste, but it's not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I mean, basically, this is often the worst food they've got. So it's stuff that really can't sell a lot of the times. You know, I learned in reporting this that if an apple falls on the ground, they're not allowed to sell it. So they just have to throw it away anyway or feed it to their animals. If it's wormy, they're not going to be able to sell that too. So they kind of take their worst stuff, shoot it, and they often have clever ways of just letting, you know, a guy I talked to in Iowa just fences the area where all the stuff lands and the goats just eat it all.
Oh, wow. All right. So what do people pay to shoot cannons full of produce?
Well, the place in Iowa I talked to is $2 for four shots. Sometimes it's just part of a larger fee to get into the area that's got lots of different things going on. So it varies wildly, but it's not expensive.
And it's more profitable, I think, in at least a couple of the places you cited, to have people shoot it from a cannon than sell it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's not like it would single-handedly save their business because the scale doesn't work. But the guy I talked to in Iowa said that corn is selling under $4 a bushel right now, and by his back of the napkin calculation, it's worth $100 a bushel when you stick it in the cannon.
No kidding. So this whole broader picture here of agritainment, is it growing?
Yes, it's a billion-dollar business now. Like I said, it's been around for years, but I think it's something that farmers are thinking a lot more about. There's an entire niche insurance industry that deals with these kinds of things. You see a lot of it this time of year with, like, Halloween-themed things also, hay rides, So a lot of it happens in the fall.
We're speaking with Adam Thompson, news editor at the Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece entitled, How Do Farmers Make Money on Corn by Charging to Shoot It from a Cannon? This may be an odd question, but if agritainment is growing, does that mean that there's a slowdown in people purchasing produce?
I think anecdotally that was what people were telling me. That, you know, I talked to this farm in North Carolina where they said that people used to buy lots and lots and lots of apples when they'd come to visit, and nobody really wants to buy in bulk anymore. They might just buy a handful to take home like they're going to the grocery store. So I don't think that necessarily can... I don't want to read too much into that, because obviously the bulk of their sales are often to bigger, you know, stores and things like that, not individual people just buying some apples. But they definitely have noticed a change.
I thought it was interesting, too. You pointed out in the story, while these farmers are making back perhaps just a little bit of money of having people shoot these things like apples or pumpkins from a cannon, somebody makes the cannon and is making a few bucks, too, with this growth.
That's right. There are two main ones that I found. There's a guy in Michigan who does it and a guy in Louisiana, and they sell them for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. They're no joke. Then there's another strain of farmers who are sort of natural tinkerers who are just like, I don't need that. I'll just do it myself. Yeah. And I talked to several people like that also.
Yeah. How far can some of these cannons shoot produce?
The one guy I talked to in Oregon said that if he really cranked his up, he thought he could send a pumpkin a quarter of a mile.
A pumpkin a quarter mile?
Yeah, a small one.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah.
Can they be dangerous? Are there danger concerns with these things?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's a powerful thing that, you know, coming at you pretty fast. They have to make sure everybody's, you know, back behind the gun, obviously. They have often braces that they build around them so they can't rotate too far. You know, you don't want to be able to have 360-degree rotation on these things. They have to be careful that, you know, have safety switches so that nobody can fire while the employee is reloading it. But yeah, you could definitely get hurt. I mean, a couple of these places, especially the ones that shoot pumpkins, have old cars in a field as targets, and the cars get really mangled.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Thompson, news editor at the Wall Street Journal. More after this.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Well, it's a bold marketing strategy, to say the least, but it seems to be working out for them. One convenience store in the Mississippi Delta is telling stinky customers to stay out. The Greenwood Commonwealth reports the convenience store has a sign on its door stating, "Notice, bad-smelling oil mill people, please do not enter." The sign refers to workers at a neighboring soybean oil mill who frequent the store. The store's manager says the sign was posted about 3 months ago after customers complained about the odor of employees from the mill. He says he hasn't had any complaints and that it's actually worked. One mill employee told the Associated Press that some of the workers who labor in the pits filled with stinking rotten soybeans and are well aware how much they stink, and they now send less smelly co-workers inside to buy snacks for them. More after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. Reminder, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.